Yeah, that gelled us a lot. Unfortunately, a lot of the guys that went over there couldn't play with us for various reasons, injuries and whatnot. But only two of the girls that went to New Zealand didn't play for us. And that was just through injury more than anything else. And unfortunately, they couldn't be here. But that, you know, that girls group was great. And look, you know, I'd encourage other zones to do it. And, mate, if there's anyone out there listening, buddy, give me a ring. I'll tell you how I did it.
And you an email at matt.tenk@centralwestrugby.com.au. But, of course, as you say, these things don't run on air. You've got some fantastic sponsors. West Fund for the Ferguson Cup, of course. You've got Oils Plus that look after the North and the South West in the conference play. Also, of course, you've got New Holland that look after the second tier comp. And the big one that's been around for 1,000 years, you've got Blouse Menswear as well. They've been around since, you know, Methuselah was born, supporting this game. And you can find out more about the game through centralwestrugby.com.au. It's great to see that so much stuff is going on in regards to all those competitions. Some say it's completely insane. You've got five comps. The conference stuff, does it seem to work pretty well overall, especially now you've got the integration of women? Or is it something where you might have to think about around about in the fullness of time?
Oh, look, mate, we're always looking at, you know, trying to adjust to give a better rugby experience to you know, all our participants. It is hard running, you know, like all 15 women's teams playing the one competition, so you've got clubs crossing over left, right and centre. You know, we had a couple of phone hookups with the clubs and I threw a few different models at them and they were all in agreement to what they wanted, and we've been very lucky to be able to sort of put together a draw for the women that keeps them with their men at home every single game that they're at home. Women never play away when the men are at home, and I got lucky there somehow. Sometimes they travel away as well. The girls are happy to do it, and we get a few more teams in that competition, then we'll look to split it, no doubt, and reduce some of that travel. But, mate, the men and the women playing at the same ground, same venue, is really important.
Some tough asks here, of course. Parks are going through some tough times. They won a comp a couple of years ago. They got one team. Are there any other teams that are a bit shaky, and is that something where not only with yourselves at Central West, the clubs themselves have to get into it as well, but also New South Wales Rugby through Gus McDonald and Choppy as well? You know, they've got to get a bit fired up, or everybody's doing the best they can considering the overlay you've had. And I understand that Central West has got to do their thing, clubs have got to do their own thing. It's a great challenge when your administration, as New South Wales Rugby will say, Rugby Australia will say, it's not to tell you blokes what to do, but there's got to be some sort of order in it.
Oh, look, yeah, mate, there's various levels of, you know, governance. Yeah, that doesn't affect us. You know, look, we, you know, people talk to me about New South Wales Rugby and Rugby Australia, and I go, look, you know, we're out here in the Central West. They, you know, they'd want to try and help us, but they just can't. They've got their own issues, and I think what we've got is, you know, 28 clubs in the Central West who are bloody good at helping themselves. They've got good people on their committees. They've got really good local sponsors, which, you know, I found amazing. You know, we've got a lot of local businesses that are happy to invest in rugby, and so, mate, we must be doing something right as a game. Central West, you know, it's a good product with lots of people playing. You know, park rugby's cyclical. There's no doubt about it. You know, you have ups and downs and all the rest of it. They're just struggling a little bit at the moment. But, you know, we're still working with Coonabarra, Brent and Trangie as well, which is a big one. Look, mate, it's never going to be perfect, but what we've got is a lot of good people working hard to just try and improve those rugby experiences.
Mate, it's fantastic to see you doing such a great job as CEO. It's really, really tough when people talk about things such as the drought. Nobody takes that into account and how it should decimate communities, but what rugby's been doing has been able to bring people together, increase mental health and all that sort of thing, and just get the conversation going in that space through Batia and also the Waratahs, but also just doing it ourselves.
Yeah, look, no doubt, mate. You know, the mental health sort of things at the moment, it's a major issue, mate, on a number of levels. And, you know, we've, you know, our zone suffered a little bit this year. It's something that, you know, you see the best in people. When things like that happen, it's just, for us, it's probably in all our rugby clubs, just identifying if someone needs a hand. There's no doubt people are getting better at asking, but it doesn't always work out that way. So that's something we need to stay on top of. Batia are our ball sponsor in the Central West, so yeah, they look after us. And they did some great work earlier, late last year, so, and we're still liaising with them at the moment.
Well, Matt, warm congratulations, not that you've won the Caldwell Cup, you've won the women's title, and you're getting there in the Colts, but great to see that you're doing well. All the hard work is coming about. Being at the forefront, of course, having the tour there to the Canterbury Crusaders early in the year, hopefully get everybody else fired up to do something similar, and we look forward to you coming back next year and being part of it in Tamworth.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.